Max Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. And now, the Max Pregame Show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO.
And welcome to Stephen Deb Racer Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. We've got non-conference varsity boys basketball here tonight. The East Lakeland Conference coming to visit the Western Cloverbelt Conference as your McDonald Central Max 7-7 on the season take on the 10-3 Flambeau Falcons. I'm Caleb Swenson. I'll be joined soon by Mark Maloney back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Our audio producer is Tony Stevenson. Sam Aberley, our video producer on site here at the friendly confines of McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. The warm confines. It's nice and cozy inside here, and the action will be heating up as two teams, both looking to make runs in their respective conferences, will be squaring off here tonight. Flambeau at 10-3. They are 7-0, perfect so far in the Lakeland East in first place. McDonald 7-7 on this season. It's been a little bit of a struggle, 2-4 so far in the Western Clover Belt, as they've had quite the stretch against some of the best, not only in the conference, but also the best in the state. Losses to state-ranked Regis, Stanley Boyd, and a couple losses to state-ranked Fall Creek, including one we had for you on Thursday night right before that cold snap really hit, a 51-44 setback in that game for McDonald. They look pretty good. Again, it was a loss, but very competitive in a game that they led by two possessions at the half. Same story the first time they played Fall Creek back here on this home floor at McDonald Central, but really let that one get away from them the first time. They hung with the Crickets until the bitter end in that game on Thursday night. Brennan Lazell Christensen had a phenomenal game with 17 points and 12 rebounds. He was 3-4 from the foul line. Carson Galvez at 8 points. Cale Holm at 7 points and just 3 rebounds. But if you watch that broadcast, the live video stream, or the replay on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel, lots of heart and hustle from Cale Holm. What you want to see from your seniors, we saw from Cale Holm in that game. Nathan Hazel had 6 points. Mason Bussey had 4 points, but 6 rebounds. Speaking of seniors that have a lot of heart and hustle and want to, McDonald shot 40% from the field, only 22% from three, just hit two from beyond the arc as Fall Creek was really bound and determined to take the three-point shot away from McDonald. 20 fouls in that game, so foul trouble was a difficulty. 16 turnovers. They were 8 of 13 from the free throw line at 62%. 32 rebounds, just 5 assists in that game, and 7 steals. Again, playing a very talented Division IV team. Now in Flambeau, they're going to have another tough test. Again, this Flambeau team comes from a conference with, yes, some smaller schools, but a 10-win team is a 10-win team. They rebound the ball aggressively, almost 15 offensive rebounds per game for the Falcons. They'll be a good test against the McDonald team that has started out very well on the boards and maybe fallen off a little bit when they've been playing some of that elite competition in conference. So we'll look forward to seeing how it all shakes out here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. As always, we appreciate it so much if you hit subscribe and that notification bell so you're notified whenever we go live with Chi High and McDonald Athletics. We'll take a 2-minute break. Be back after this with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Jeff Gornick, longtime head coach of the Flambeau Falcons. That's all ahead in 2 minutes. This is WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Boys Basketball.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part? These savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies. and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Non-conference boys basketball action here tonight. The Flambeau Falcons 10-3 and leading the East Lakeland Conference against your McDonald Central Max. Here with Jeff Pogornik, head coach of Flambeau. And coach, obviously unbeaten in conference, a good start so far with 10 wins. How does this McDonald matchup non-conference make you guys better for what you want to accomplish?
Well, they got great size. I mean, I think that coming to this game, whatever the outcome is, I think this is great for us because it works on different aspects of the game. Press against the press, against size, you got to rebound. Yeah, this would be a good matchup for sure.
When you get into kind of that second half of the season, what are you guys doing well that you can build on, and where do you still see the most room for improvement?
Well, I think we press well and transition baskets, easy baskets. I think we need to rebound better, box out in the second half of the season, and other than that, I think we're just playing our game.
What would you say Flambeau basketball looks like when things are really clicking?
Well, we run. We transition, good easy layups, just solid defense, and great fast break points, and that's it.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to it, and maybe the action heating up on the court on a cold day. We appreciate your time very much, and best of luck to you and the Falcons the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
Coach Jeff Pogornik back with Coach Schilling after this. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on a Monday night here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Non-conference action, your McDonald Central Max hosting the Flambeau Falcons. Coach Adam Schilling with us. And Coach, I think we always ask this whenever you're playing a non-conference opponent. What do you hope to gain from this? How can Flambeau make you guys better and vice versa?
Well, we just got to keep getting better as far as getting game experience. Flambeau's got a good record and some good players, so they're used to winning games, and if we can get a win over a team that's won some games this year, that'd be good for us.
They've got some good size. Seems like they crashed the offensive boards well. I think 14, 15 offensive rebounds per game. And we've seen that as a strength for you guys rebounding. But then there have been times maybe when it's gotten away from you a little bit and giving, even like the game we saw last Thursday night, some second chance opportunities given away.
I think we've given up more offensive rebounds the last couple of games, and we're not getting as many ourselves as what we were earlier in the year. So we got to put an emphasis on getting second chances on the offensive end, and then defensively, we got to hold them to one shot and then try to get out and run.
I know for this team, you've played some really high-caliber opponents, but still, you know, a bit of a skid as far as wins and losses, too. So what would it mean to just start off this week and get a win right away?
Yeah, we got to win our home games, too. We've lost almost four games at home already this year. So we got three home games this week. If we can try to get the first one tonight and then try to build off that tomorrow.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward.
Great. Thank you for coming out.
Head coach Adam Schilling here, WOGO Sports, your home for McDonald basketball.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
The outside Dylan back 4 seconds.
Not a shooter.
Somebody get a shot off. Connor Kalinske driving right baseline, puts it in. Yes, the Cards score before halftime.
Evelyn Pischer counter. Pischer comes in, moves it.
Oh.
Shoots.
Oh,
backhand. We score.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royal support. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Max pregame here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on the radio dials and the live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Our thanks to our audio producer, Tony Stevenson, back at the WOGO home base in Hallie. Our on-site camera operator, video producer is Sam Aberley. Appreciate all the great sponsors making these broadcasts possible as well. As you look at warm-ups between McDonald and Flambeau, Coach Mark Maloney joins us. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Mark, 10-3 Flambeau team. They play in the East Lakeland Conference. Again, some good basketball up there. They've got some good size. They're an aggressive athletic team. Their coach has mentioned they want to get out and run, and it should be a good test here tonight for the Max.
Yeah, and I agree. And, you know, it'll be nice getting to the keys of the game here, maybe a little early. I don't know.
Let's do it.
Is these guys got to get, you know, off the schneid of that losing little skid that they're on right here. And this will be a great opportunity against a good team to kind of show, you know, what they got going on. And, again, I see Eli coming across here, and he's finished for the year.
Yeah,
he had surgery done on his wrist there. So that's – but they've been playing well so far up to this point. Without him, he would be an added asset for sure. But I think these guys – McDonald's going to be hungry for a win here, so I think the key to this game is just to come out and, you know, these guys want to run, well, let's run with them, so let's see what they can do tonight.
Your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Hey, letting you know, don't miss the 40th anniversary production of Les Miserables School Edition performed by the students of McDonald Central Catholic High School and Notre Dame Middle School. Seeing out in the foyer here at McDonald, they are getting ready for that one. Shows are January 29th through the 31st at 7 o'clock. Matinee February 1st at 2 p.m. Get your tickets now before they sell out if they haven't already. Purchase tickets at McDonald's website, McDonaldEraCatholicSchools.org, or right here at McDonald High School. Just kind of looking at a stat comparison from both of these teams. McDonald shooting 41% from the field. Flambeau shooting 40%. McDonald shooting 28% from downtown. They've hit 82 threes, take 21 a game, make almost 6 per game. Flambeau 24% from downtown. They've made 44 on the season through the first 12 games, I believe. 61% from the free throw line for the Falcons, but 18 attempts per game on the other side for McDonald from the free throw line, shooting 61%, about 15 attempts per game. McDonald getting 34.6 rebounds per game, almost identical. 35.1 rebounds per game for the Falcons, but almost 15 offensive rebounds per game for Flambeau. McDonald, 12 assists per game, 9.8 assists per game for Flambeau. McDonald getting just under 8 steals per game. Flambeau a little bit higher. Again, they're a pressure defense, 10.2 steals per game. McDonald turning the ball over 14.3 times per game, 10 turnovers per game for Jeff Pogornik and the Flambeau Falcons. We'll step out, be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports, your home for McDonald basketball. Back in three on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help and couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Time for basketball here on WOGO Sports. Don't forget to hit subscribe on the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Flambeau being introduced first. The visitors from the East Lakeland Conference. Oliver Taylor, a 6'1" senior, wears number 1, 13.5 points per game. That's second on the team. Isaac Brown, their leading rebounder, junior, 6'1", number 4, averaging 11.8 points per contest. Sully Reich, a 5'7" sophomore, number 5, 11 points per game, 3.5 steals per game, leads the team in that category. Chance Ludasher, 6'4", senior, number 10, 10.2 points per game, second on the team in rebounds and in steals. And their leading scorer, Dominic Kopaz, 6'1", senior, wears number 12, 24.3 points per game and 3.9 assists per game, leads the Flambeau Falcons in that statistical category. Jeff Pogornik, longtime head coach of the Flambeau Falcons. On the other side, your McDonald Central Max under the direction of head coach Adam Schilling. Number 22, Nathan Hazel, the 6'3" junior, averaging 8.7 points per game. Cale Holm, the 5'10" senior sharpshooter, 9.6 points per game. He leads the team with 32 made three-pointers. Carson Galvez, number 33, the 6'5" senior forward, second on the team at 11.3 points per game. The leading scorer, Brennan Lizelle Christensen, the 6'5", a junior forward, averaging 12.1 points and 6.2 rebounds. And rounding out the starting five, the Augustana commit for football, Mason Bussey, 6'6", senior center, 5.6 points per game, leads the team at 8.3 rebounds per game. That is your starting five on both sides, and we are set and ready to begin. We've had your Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And it's warm inside the gym here tonight, Mark Maloney, and should be a good one here. Again, a team that likes to push the pace in Flambeau. McDonald's got a little bit of a height advantage, it looks like, and we'll see if they're able to press that advantage or if Flambeau's able to speed them up beyond what they're comfortable with.
Yeah, and Flambeau had some really good football players out there. I recognize a couple of these names out there that are on the floor right now, so good athletes over there.
Flambeau takes the opening tap. They'll move right to left as we look at it. Falcons with red uniforms, black numerals and lettering, white piping. McDonald resplendent in their home whites, royal blue numerals, gold piping, and up and in from just left of the lane for Fall Creek. And that's Kopaz, their leading scorer.
We're playing Flambeau, though.
Oh, did I say Fall Creek?
You did.
I'm going back to Thursday. Up top, between the wheels, Cale Holm drops it off and gets it back on the right wing. Cale looking toward the post at the block, finds Carson Galvez, right block extended. Carson pressured in the corner, picks up his dribble, tipped pass out to Cale Holm on the right wing. Brennan Lizelle Christensen back to Cale Holm, rotates right side Carson Galvez. Looking to the post, up top Cale Holm. Holm flips it over to Lizelle Christensen in front of the bench for the Flambeau Falcons. Long skip pass, Carson Galvez, corner three, side of the rim, no. Long rebound and looking to push is Chance Ludasher. Ludasher, Euros down the lane, off the glass, no. Fight for the offensive rebound, Mason Bussey takes it. Isaac Brown had it for a moment, just taken away by the bigger Bussey.
Yep.
Long cross-court skip, Carson Galvez. Bounce to Nathan Hazel, the junior up top, gives it back to the senior Galvez. Cale Holm between the wheels, and a timeout taken by Coach Schilling. Didn't like something he was seeing, so a quick 30-second break, I believe. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, back to basketball, very early going on. McDonald taking an early timeout, leads to a three from the corner. That one off the side of the iron, no. Nathan Hazel had a good look coming out of the timeout. Set play for McDonald, just wouldn't go down.
Flambeau's just playing a old-fashioned 2-on-2 zone.
Long three off the mark. Carson Galvez looked like he stepped on the baseline and out of bounds to Flambeau. So the Falcons will have an inbounds play. As Ludascher will inbound. Kopaz, rather. Up top to Sully Reich. 5'7", only sophomore on the floor for Flambeau and Coach Pagornik. Into the right corner, driving along the baseline, and a blocking foul called on Carson Galvez. That's his first whistle of the game on either team. Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating. Inbounds went to Isaac Brown, lost out of bounds, the last touch by McDonald. And Kopaz will inbound from the opposite side, standing on that C along the baseline as it spells out Max. Kopaz, the leading scorer, 24 points per game. Into Brown, falling away along the right baseline. No, Brennan Lizelle Christensen takes the rebound away from Chance Ludascher. Brennan down the middle of the lane, finds Nathan Hazel. Hazel going up strong in a crowd and scoring. Tied at two apiece. Hazel, his first bucket. Stepping into a three. Just off the mark from the left wing for Kopaz. Rebound to the Max. Chance to take their first lead tonight. Cale Holm thought about a three from the right corner. Long pass over the top of Nathan Hazel and out of bounds to Flambeau. A few early miscues for the Max. Plenty of time to go. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Wild pass retrieved on one hop in the corner. Kopaz finds Ludascher. Good look at a three. Clanks off the front of the iron. Brennan Lizelle Christensen with the rebound for McDonald. Brennan picks up his dribble, finds Mason Bussey. Bussey attacking on the middle of the lane, got called for a shove. He might have created a little space there.
A little bit, but there's some. That was some big boys going after each other right there. And whether the guy was set or not, I think Mason might have led with his shoulder.
And the defender definitely went down, because when Mason gets his shoulder into you, you're not staying upright. Two apiece, Flambeau with the basketball. High post feed knocked away by Mason Bussey to Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Brennan splits a couple defenders, but he got the ball taken away from him halfway down the lane. Kopaz across the logo. Down the lane. Euros runner, no. Rebound to Carson Galvez. Galvez now a push. Brennan Lizelle Christensen thought about popping a three. Instead, a skip pass to Cale Holm. Holm pumps in front of that bench for Flambeau. Finds Nathan Hazel. Hazel wheeling, turning along the baseline. Left block extended to Cale Holm. Holm pumps over to Carson Galvez.
Oh,
taken away from Carson. The steal by the young sophomore, Sully Reich. Reich down the left side of the lane. No, going high for the rebound. Nathan Hazel almost lost it. Now a tie-up. And Sully Reich getting tied up with Mason Bussey, and he's given up about 6 inches or so.
About 50 pounds.
Maybe more like 8 or 9 inches when I actually look at the heights. 5'7" and 6'6".
Mason literally picked him up off the ground. I don't think he was going to let that little guy take the ball from him.
Over 4 minutes gone by first half. Just 4 combined points scored. Carson Galvez, left wing. Front of the Flambeau bench. Wheeling finds Nathan Hazel in the left corner. Give and go. Back to Carson Galvez. Doubled. Flips it to Mason Bussey. Missed one from the right block. Tipped rebound out to Kopaz. Kopaz will push ahead. Sully Reich, left wing. He'll take a three. That one on the way. That one perfect. 5-2 Flambeau. Sully Reich, 11 points per game. It's his first bucket of the night, and it's a 5-2, the Max down one full possession. Isaac Crawford, Luke Anderson about to come back in for McDonald. No school today for McDonald. Mason Bussey takes a shovel pass, goes off the glass too strong. Rebound, tracked down by Brown. He lost it, pushes it out of bounds. Now he was tripped up. They may get Hazel for a foul here.
Wait.
If they do, that's McDonald's third. Yep, and it is. And the first against Nathan Hazel.
Nathan's kind of asking for an explanation there. He was on the ground.
I think he was just on the ground. But
tripped over him.
The whistle goes against McDonald. The third foul by McDonald so far. Flambeau has yet to commit one. Almost 5 minutes here into the first half. Max getting their defense set on the far side. Topaz will walk it across the stripe. Directing traffic, he's working against Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Hands off to Sully Reich. Flip up top, back to Kopacz. Kopacz working off a screen from Oliver Taylor. A steal by McDonald, but Kopacz gets it back. The senior whips one down to the right block. Blocked by Nathan Hazel. Standing tall in the lane. Hazel on the run, right wing. Long skip over to Anderson. Extra pass, Crawford. Crawford driving along the baseline. His runner's good. 5-4 as Isaac Crawford immediately gets into the scoring column right after exiting the bench. A whistle and an offensive foul, and I think Crawford may have drawn that one.
Yep.
Getting tied up. I think they'll get Oliver Taylor with the first whistle of the game against Flambeau. And McDonald a chance to take the lead, trailing 5-4. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. High post entry at the left elbow. Anderson back up top. Drop down to Brennan Zell Christensen, and he walked with the basketball. For McDonald into the game for the first time as well is number 32, who I do not have listed.
Andrew Hazel.
Andrew Hazel, there we go, the freshman. And Hazel knocks the ball away from Flambeau, out of bounds, and last touch by the Falcons.
Yeah, giving the freshman an opportunity to get out there. Doing a pretty decent job so far.
So both Hazels on the floor so far. Andrew, 6'1".
Yeah, he's a tall kid.
Andrew Hazel to Nathan Hazel, left wing. At the elbow, Anderson on the left side. Anderson, one dribble, a pump, flips it over to Andrew Hazel in the right corner. Looking for a three, splash it! Andrew Hazel. And McDonald takes their first lead, 7-5 as the freshman. Pressure up top. Kopacz being pursued. Splits a couple defenders, going high and trying to swat away Nathan Hazel. Shot went down. We're tied at 7. Kopacz was looking for an end one there.
I probably should have got that one. But
Andrew Hazel in the left corner. Out to Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Finds Isaac Crawford right side. Nathan Hazel. Bounce to Andrew Hazel outside the arc, looking to go 2-for-2 from three. That one, not that time. Just rimmed out. Chance Ludasher with a rebound. And we have a whistle and a timeout. Flambeau takes one. We'll step out and be back right after this.
Wait and see what they're going to do.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Max Basketball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. We are knotted up at 7 apiece with 10:59 to play here in the opening half. White City Glass, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass, that's White City Glass. Kopacz penetrates inside the arc, flips into the corner, solely right. Good closeout by Crawford. Right gives it back to Kopacz in the corner. He has a nice head fake. He'll pull up just outside the lane and hit from 10 feet. 9-7, Flambeau retakes the lead. There's 6 early points for Dominic Kopacz. He averages 24 a game. Stepping across the mid-stripe with a pass to Brennan Zell Christensen was Hazel. Brennan lost it on the way to the hoop. A tie-up, Luke Anderson getting involved. And possession will go back to Flambeau. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or your business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. That's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Kopacz takes it across the logo. Carson Galvez waiting for him. Galvez, both Hazels, Isaac Crawford, Luke Anderson, the five on the floor. As Crawford goes for a steal against Sully Reich, almost took it away. Reich, wild shot in the lane, but he's hip-checked and will be drawing the fourth foul of the game against McDonald. Megan Anderson, the junior, with that.
I did.
That's his first, team's fourth, with 10-10 to play. So Reich, his team up 9. First free throw rims out. Flambeau on the season shooting 61% from the foul line, about 18 attempts per game. Andrew Hazel exits. Cale Holm back in for Coach Schilling. Got three games this week. McDonald trying to start off on a good note here tonight. Free throw goes down for Sully Reich. He has 4 points and a full one possession lead for Flambeau, 10-7. Right side, Isaac Crawford. Crawford penetrating into the lane, comes to a jump stop, finds Luke Anderson. Junior to junior, Anderson whips out to Cale Holm, passes up the three to Carson Galvez, straight on for three, straight in. Galvez with the splash, we're tied at 10. That's the first points for Carson tonight. His 18th made three of the season. Kopaz working off a screen from Ludasher. Back to Brown. Brown pumps at the elbow, puts a shoulder into Luke Anderson, goes by him and scores. Good tough basket for Brown. Isaac Brown, the 6'1" junior. Carson Galvez up top to Isaac Crawford. Crawford penetrating just outside the arc and lost the ball. Pushed ahead too far. Carson Galvez takes it back with the steal. Galvez finds Cale Holm. Brennan Wenzel Christensen, Desi and Matthews about to come back in for Coach Schilling. High post feed to Nathan Hazel, working against Brown just inside the foul line. Cale Holm in front of the Flambeau bench. Isaac Crawford is cutting back door. No one saw him in time. Isaac still working that baseline. Cale Holm steps into a three. Left side, he got it! McDonald coming to life from beyond the arc. They retake the lead 13-12 on the first bucket for Cale Holm. That's his 33rd three. 13-12 McDonald.
Three threes, yep.
8:36 to go. Oh, Reich travel. Looked like he took an extra step. They caught it. Talented young sophomore gets a hand up from Nathan Hazel. McDonald inbounds. Desi and Matthews in, the senior, shooting 42% from downtown. Brennan Lizelle Christensen also back in, McDonald's leading scorer. They have a tenuous 1-point lead. Good test so far here at home against the Flambeau Falcons. Brennan Lizelle Christensen fires a pass to Nathan Hazel. Double kick out, Desi and Matthews for three. That one a little bit too long. Cale Holm had to carry him off his face, I think. Rebound took an odd angle. Sully Reich challenging Matthews, drops it in, counted and a foul. 14-13, seesaw affair as Flambeau takes the lead back. Sully Reich has been impressive so far. He has a 3, a 2, and a free throw as well. Now looking for 3 the old-fashioned way. Look for the Mowersbury Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mowersbury Insurance in Chippewa Falls. The end one completed as Sully Reich hits his second free throw. 15-13 Flambeau. Just under 8 minutes to go in the first half. Brennan Lizelle Christensen stripped, knocked out of bounds, staying with McDonald. With 7:57 to go.
Keep the ball moving down there. Keep the offense. Everybody's got to keep moving against this 2-1
Carson zone. Galvez up top. Cale Holm fires it right back to Nathan Hazel. Overshot him. Out of bounds. Turnovers creeping up here in the first half for the Max.
Yeah.
Now what Coach Schilling is looking for is Kopaz. We'll walk it across the logo for Fall Creek. Kopaz steps into a three straight on and he hits it. 18-13, Kopaz. His first hit from beyond the arc. His 18th of the season by the unofficial tally from Max Preps. Cale Holm trying to answer for three. Far side, and he will. 18-16. Second hit from downtown for Cale Holm. That was one McDonald needed. Trailing now just by 2 points. Kopaz, guarded by Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Gets by him, throws it up and in. Count and a foul. That's going to be the second on Nathan Hazel. Kopaz has come to play tonight.
He does. He's a good athlete.
He has 11 points already here. First 11 minutes. Isaac Crawford going to come in, and Carson Galvez will exit. Nathan Hayes is going to stay out there with the two fouls for the time being. Bonus the rest of the way for Flambeau as well. McDonald's committed six fouls. The Falcons just one. Free throw from Kopacz is good. 21-16. Largest lead of the night for the visitors. 10-3 Falcons. Perfect in conference so far in the East Lakeland. Crawford up top. Leaves for Desi and Matthews on the right wing. Matthews back up to Isaac. Junior, high bounce pass to Cale Holm. Holm scoots one down to Desi and Matthews. Gets two defenders up. Couldn't get it from inside the right block. Rebound caroms to a pair of hands and back to Flambeau and Ludasher.
Had a good look at the basket. That was a good pass there by Cale.
Ethan Johnson, the 5'10 senior out there now for Flambeau. Along with Tanner Nelson. Another senior, 5'9". A whistle and a foul underneath. It's going to be the seventh on McDonald, so shooting foul either way. And Kopacz is going to go back to the line, shooting a 1-1 here. 21-16 Flambeau. McDonald's hit three triples already, but hasn't been enough. Free throw's good, 22-16. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Co-owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken at 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000. Three in a row from the stripe for Kopacz. Whistling another substitution. Yep. Brown comes in for Riley Hughes. Junior for senior. For Coach Pogornik. Hazel staying out there with two fouls for McDonald. Cale Holm slides a bounce pass to Isaac Crawford. Crawford trying to split defenders. Finds Brennan Lizelle Christensen. We have a whistle and I think a hold on Fall Creek. See who that one goes against. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Cale Holm takes the inbounds pass, left arc.
I will remind you, though, Caleb, you did say Fall Creek again.
I said it again? Oh, my goodness. Can we just say it's the heat? It's really warm in the gym tonight. The heat's getting to me. Crawford to Brennan Lizelle. Christensen goes up strong against Flambeau.
There we go.
And flips one up with the right hand. He'll earn a trip to the line, shooting two. It's kind of like when we started broadcasting volleyball this fall. I don't know how many times I said McDonald's softball. Free throw rattles out for the left-handed Brennan Lizelle Christensen. We stay at 23-16 with under 6 minutes to play. 5:59 remaining here in the first half. Second attempt upcoming for the junior. That one is good. 23-17. That's Brennan's first points tonight.
First points,
McDonald's leading scorer at just over 12 per contest.
Just under 6 minutes to go.
On the right wing, Ethan Johnson for Fall Creek. Over to Brown in front of the McDonald bench.
Sam, should I say it? He said Fall Creek again.
I did it again? Wow, it's just going to be a mental block now.
I'm keeping track now.
Yeah, that's going to be a stat tonight.
Yes.
Shot missed. Over to Crawford. Crawford going hard down the right side of the lane. Oh, hangs in the air. Counted and a foul, Isaac Crawford. Pulls McDonald back within four with an end-one opportunity. Isaac Crawford turning on the Jets and takes it to the rack. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Crawford now with 4 points, looking for five. Free throw is good. 23-20. Max within three of Flambeau. Timeout on the floor with 5:28 left. 30-second break. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Non-conference boys basketball, McDonald and Flambeau here tonight on your WOGO radio broadcast and WOGO Sports Live video stream. Check that out. Hit subscribe, WOGO Sports on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Sam Aberle, on-site video producer and camera operator. Tony Stevenson back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Lou Dasher driving down the right side of the lane out of the timeout. No, but an offensive rebound by Brown. His shot sent the other way by Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Now Lizelle Christensen on the run, down the lane, rolls one up with the right hand. Beautiful English and scores. One-point game. 23-22. Brennan Lizelle Christensen steps in front of a pass and saves it back in bounds to Carson Galvez. Carson, down the middle of the lane, barreling down, and a foul called on Brown. As Carson presses the issue, with 4:58 left, now fouls getting closer to even. Four whistles against Fall Creek, seven against McDonald.
You put that on Taylor.
That's his first, and team's fifth, excuse me, I said fourth, but the fifth.
His second.
On Flambeau, and the second on one of the starters, Oliver Taylor. So Brennan Lizelle Christensen to inbound. Brennan holding, waiting, and a five-second count.
Yep.
So McDonald a chance to regain the lead, but unfortunately an unforced error here. They'll give Flambeau credit on the inbounds defense. Yep. Now the Macs coming out with some pressure of their own. Sully Reich across the timeline being pursued by Crawford. Finds Kopacz. Kopacz for another three. Goodness gracious. 26-22. Dominic Kopacz. Four-point lead. Two-possession advantage for Flambeau. Entry pass knocked away by Chase Ludasher, and Flambeau has another turnover to take advantage of. Kopacz driving in hard. Too strong off the window. Rebound to Mason Bussey via Carson Galvez, who got hands on it first. Now Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Euros down the lane over the top of his defender, rimmed in and out as he went right over the top of Brown with a pretty move.
Went halfway down, popped back out.
Kopacz shoots to Brown. 15-footer, right elbow. Back rim, no. Rebound, Mason Bussey snaps it home.
Opportunity here now to put some more points on the board here. Close that gap a little bit.
Under 4 minutes left, Mason Bussey standing tall along the baseline to Isaac Crawford. Straight up between the wheels. A bounce, high post, kick out Carson Galvez. Galvez for his second three. That one goes down all around the rim, but it drops. Spinning through the net, Carson Galvez, his second made three. One-point game. Reich back out to Kopacz. Between the logo and the top of the key. Guarded by Brennan Lizelle Christensen, working off a screen from Brown. A little bump and a foul, and that's going to send Kopacz to the line with 3:28 to play. Donald's eighth foul in a one-point game. Kopacz will get an N1. Andrew Hayes will come back in, along with Luke Anderson, Mason Bussey, Isaac Crawford. We'll each take a seat for McDonald. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. One-point game. Kopacz to try to extend the lead for Flambeau. He will with the first free throw.
He doesn't miss from the line very much.
Unofficially, I have him for 18 points already. 27-25. And he hits the second free throw as well. Back to a three-point lead for Flambeau. Carson Galvez to Andrew Hazel, the 6'1" freshman. Had it poked away, reach in, and a foul by Kopacz. I think that's just his first.
Oh, that's his second.
Oh, his second, excuse me, and the team's sixth. 3:18 left. The way he's playing, McDonald would love to get him in some foul trouble. Might be the only thing that could cool him down.
Yes.
Again, unofficially 18 of Flambeau's 28. Brennan Lizelle Christensen at the high post. Pulls up from 16. Bottoms it. 28-27. Brennan Lizelle Christensen, his first field goal.
I think that's his second.
Or second, excuse me. I think we missed one before. I missed one. 28-27. Jumper from just beyond the foul line, no, from Flambeau, and Andrew Hazel with the rebound. Now McDonald again a chance to take the lead. Hazel up top. Picks up his dribble. Had his pocket picked by Sully Reich. Now Hazel trying to chase him down. Forces an errant shot, but a putback. Guess who? It's Kopass. 30-27. Hazel, a nice job challenging that one, but no one had dominant Kopass, and he trails the shot well. High post feed. Anderson over the shoulder catch. He's doubled and fouled. That'll send into the line the seventh foul against Fall Creek. I said it again, but I caught myself as
did.
I was
you
saying it.
You almost caught yourself.
Flambeau. I don't know. Two Fall Creek games in the last couple weeks, apparently. Is that the stat? How many times?
Four.
Yeah. 2:23 left. I wish I could erase some of those every time I say it correctly. Guess you don't get kudos for doing your job, though. 30-27. Anderson at the line, a 1-1. Free throw is good, but they'll wave it off, and we've got a lane violation on McDonald.
Over the line.
So the Falcons with a 3-point lead and possession with 2:23 left. Competitive non-conference game so far. Western Cloverbelt v. East Lakeland. Flambeau at 10 wins on the season. McDonald at 7-7. And they're trying to get out of this losing stretch they've had against some of the top teams in the Cloverbelt. Just over 2 minutes to play. Kopass has it up top between the wheels. Cale Holm coming out on him. Kopass at the left elbow. Whips it into the corner. Three on the way. That one off the front rim. Missed by Taylor. Push ahead to Cale Holm in the left corner. Taylor on him face to face. Minute 48 left. Right side. Andrew Hazel to Brennan Lazell Christensen. Nice dump pass down low. Mason Bussey lets everyone go by. Goes up and scores. 1 point game again. Mason Bussey makes it 30-29. McDonald down by one.
It's a great pass from Brennan.
That's the first bucket for Bussey tonight. 90 seconds left. Throw into the corner. No one there. Kopass turns it over. He was looking for Reich, and Reich wasn't to be found. Again, we'll keep saying it until it's true. McDonald a chance to take the lead. Flambeau 30, McDonald 29. Minute 25 left here in the first half. Galvez up top. His defender went for the steal. Kicks it out to Andrew Hazel on the right corner. Hazel shoots over to Cale Holm. Back to Galvez. Pass went through the arms of Brennan Lazell Christensen. Kopass lopes down the lane. Blocked by Andrew Hazel. What a great block in transition by the freshman. Preserved just a 1 point deficit.
He thought he was going to fly by him, but he stood his ground.
Carson Galvez up top. 55 seconds to play. Drops it over to Cale Holm. Long skip pass to Andrew Hazel. Hazel to Mason Bussey. Bussey to take the lead. Yes, he will. Crashing to the hoop. Give the assist credit to the freshman, Andrew Hazel. Mason Bussey makes it 31-30. McDonald leading Flambeau. Reich up top, the freshman. Sophomore. He's for Taylor, back to Kopass. Has a screen from Taylor if he wants it. Looks like Flambeau may want to play for one here. Reich on the far side. Cale Holm giving him about 5-6 feet of space. Slowly Reich, the sophomore, back to Kopass with 17 seconds. He has 18 in the first half. Trying to give his team the lead right before the break. 10 seconds left. Kopass takes the screen from Taylor. He's bumped by Hazel with 7.3 seconds. And that is going to send Kopass, who hasn't missed from the foul line, to the stripe, shooting a 1-1 here. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Dominic Kopass sitting at 18 points. Free throw, 1-1. That one's down. We're tied at 31. Kopass has 19. Again, unofficial tally here, but another free throw is good, and Flambeau takes the lead back, 32-31. 6 seconds to play. Cale Holm, a deep three from the left wing to beat the buzzer. Won't go down. Rimmed in and out with 0.6 seconds left. It's going back to Flambeau, and it looks like the visitors will take the halftime lead. Reich inbounds. That'll end the first half. Competitive, entertaining first half. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes. This is McDonald Max Boys Basketball. A tight home contest here against the Falcons.
Affordable. Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for easily automating lights, locks, and thermostats while on vacation. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind. You can see WWT.net.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Halftime here in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Halftime highlights coming up. We'll take a look at the stats as well. First, though, your impressions here on this first half on a cold evening outside, warm evening inside the building. Some good action here in the first half. Again, Dominic Kopacz has just been lights out for Flambeau. McDonald kind of got going a little bit offensively, hit some threes, but probably just a little less ball security than Coach Schilling would want, and some unforced errors. And when you're having a tough time stopping someone defensively, you don't want to have empty possessions with those turnovers.
Yeah, and again, the fouls kind of caught up to us too. Yes. They're playing that defense, but I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, if we don't have as many turnovers, I didn't keep track of the turnovers, but there was way too many, I think, for Coach Schilling's liking or anybody's liking. They're just too many turnovers there that they got to clean up in the second half. If they can clean those turnovers up in the second half, I think they're going to be just fine, because they're doing a much better job of attacking the basket right now.
Yeah.
Brennan's done a nice job there, starting to go to the basket. And we're still hitting the threes. Carson's got two of them. Kale's got two of them. The second key, I guess, let's say, is we got to stop Kopacz.
Yeah.
He's got 23 points on my tally here.
Easier said than done, but, I mean, when you look at it, three players have scored for Fall.
Flambeau.
I didn't say it that time, nope. So don't tally that one. That doesn't count.
Okay. But, yeah, he's got 23 of their 32 points.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, he has 23. Sully Reich has played well. He has 7, 2 for Isaac Brown. But again, Kopaz has been the offense and pretty impressive offense for the Falcons. But, I mean, McDonald's 7 different players scoring as we just dive into this year. And that's got to be encouraging as well, too. You've got 2 with 6, 2 with 5. So, again, Carson Galvez and Cale Holm have each hit 2 threes, have 6 apiece. 5 for Brennan Lizelle Christensen, 5 for Isaac Crawford, 4 for Mason Bussey, 3 for Andrew Hazel, 2 for Nathan Hazel. So, again, even despite the foul trouble, you've seen a lot of balanced scoring and getting contributions from all over.
Yeah, and again, I think they're going to simmer down here a little bit in the second half. Maybe pick up their defense to try to stop number 12. That's Kopaz. He's a really good athlete. He's just calm and collected, and he does a really nice job out there. Again, so if I you know, Coach Schilling is in there saying, you know, we got to get somebody in his face and just stop him from going to the basket. Because obviously, you know, by the looks of it, they put him on the line. He doesn't miss.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's going to be the whole second half, is to stop him and then get the pressure on them offensively.
Well, let's take a listen to the first half highlights in an exciting first 18 minutes here on WOGO Sports. McDonald and the Flambeau Falcons. Dribble a pump, flips it over to Andrew Hazel in the right corner. Looking for a three, splash it. Andrew Hazel. Finds Luke Anderson, junior to junior. Anderson whips out to Cale Holm. Passes up the three to Carson Galvez. Straight on for three, straight in. Galvez with the splash. We're tied at 10. I'm in time. Isaac still working that baseline. Cale Holm steps into a three. Left side, he got it. McDonald coming to life from beyond the arc. They retake the lead 13-12 on the first bucket for Cale Holm. His 18th of the season by the unofficial tally from Max Preps. Cale Holm trying to answer for three. Far side, and he will.
Yes.
Shot missed. Over to Crawford. Crawford going hard down the right side of the lane. Oh, hangs in the air. Counter and a foul, Isaac Crawford. Pulls McDonald back within 4 with an end-one opportunity. Isaac Crawford. Face. Minute 48 left. Right side, Andrew Hazel to Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Nice dump pass down low. Mason Bussey lets everyone go by. Goes up and scores. 1. Cale Holm. Back to Galvez. Pass went through the arms of Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Kopaz lopes down the lane. Blocked by Andrew Hazel. What a great block in transition by the freshman.
We thought he was going to fly by him, but he stood his ground.
Carson Galvez up top. 55 seconds to play. Drops it over to Cale Holm. Long skip pass, Andrew Hazel. Hazel to Mason Bussey. Bussey to take the lead. Yes, he will. Crashing to the hoop. Give the assist credit to the freshman, Andrew Hazel. That's how the first half sounded. 30-second break, and we're back with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. It's a 1-point game of the half. Flambeau 32, McDonald 31. Back in 30 seconds.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Halftime here before the second half begins. It is our tradition to turn it over to Mark Maloney for Mark Maloney's military shout-out. So please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we'll start out here at the top of our list with Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. Just talked to him. They're fighting that ice storm down there in Dallas. Of course, everybody is around here. You know, this whole East Coast thing, it's a heck of a storm going on. Joey Kubishik, you know, he's up in Alaska kind of enjoying the winter, but that's where it's supposed to be at up there. He's at Fairbanks, Alaska. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm over at Yokota Air Force Base in Japan. Greg Hovland is at Davis Monthan Air Force Base in Arizona. He's a Colfax grad. Sarah Passon-Bobies with the 133rd Civil Engineers with the Minnesota Air Force National Guard, along with Kristen Levesser is the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Carter Billen working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. John Hayton from Colfax is in the Army Guard out of Spooner, is currently deployed overseas. Brandon Anderson is also from Colfax. These are all my football players from over there in Colfax. Active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble, now I just seen some notifications that he has just retired. His retire date was February 28th, but maybe he has a little bit of vacation to burn up. But he's officially retired from the Wisconsin Army National Guard. I don't know what he had in, like 26-some years. He did a lot of long time in there. Noah Stewart is a Chi-High grad at Joint Base Bowling in Washington, D.C. Ellie Eckes is a McDonald grad, is a second lieutenant in the Army Signal Corps. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi-High grad with the Merchant Marines. Jonathan Larson is a 2020 McDonald grad in the Army down in Texas. Steven Petronovich is a Marine Corps veteran, is currently in the Coast Guard at Sault Ste. Marie. And my nephew Stephen Maloney is with the Army Reserves out of Colorado and is currently overseas and is a Black Hawk pilot overseas. So again, with this active world that we live in, a big thank you to all of our military.
McDonald starts out the second half with a quick bucket from Carson Galvez, and they retake the lead 33-32, come out with some full court pressure, ball knocked out of bounds, and last touch by McDonald on the tip. But Carson Galvez now leads McDonald with 8 points. They immediately take the lead as they begin the second half with possession. Kopacz, who had a game-high 23 in the first half, he goes down the lane, too strong off the window for Flambeau. Push out to Carson Galvez on the far side. Galvez, Nathan Hazel, Cale Holm, Mason Bussey, Brennan Lizelle Christensen, original starting five on the floor for head coach Adam Schilling. Donald trying to drop that losing streak. Mason Bussey doubled in a crowd at the right block, fighting with Brown, a whistle and a foul, and that one's going to go against Brown. Underneath was 17-13 to play here in the second half.
It's his third.
And one of the starters, he adds a lot of physicality there underneath. Inbounds to Cale Holm. He's challenged, knocked out of bounds by Sully Reich. Will stay with the McDonald Max. Reich's been impressive. Again, 7 points. Just a young sophomore. He's handled the ball well. Just 5'7", but gets his nose in there defensively. Andrew Hazel to Cale Holm in the left corner. Holm opposite side. Carson Galvez toes up a three and splashes it home. Galvez, his third hit from beyond the arc. 36-32 McDonald.
Starting to open it up here.
First player into double digits for the Max, but an answer on the far side.
Taylor,
I think that's his first basket of the night. The 6'1" junior averages 13.5 points per game. He's been quiet, but hit a big three there. Far side skip. Reich knocks it out of bounds with 16:33 to play. Enrollment is now open. Find out more at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Enrolling students grades 3K through 12. Experience a nurturing faith-based education that inspires excellence and fosters growth. Visit the McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org website. Apply today. Join the community of learners at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Brennan Lizelle Christensen, top of the key, over to Nathan Hazel. Hazel a bounce to Cale Holm up top. Between the wheels, over to Hazel, left side, has a good look at a three, just a little bit too long. Big offensive rebound, Brennan Lizelle Christensen, no. Offensive rebound, Mason Bussey. Bussey shoots it back out to Carson Galvez for another three. That one rims in and out. Bussey fighting for the rebound, knocked out of bounds, staying with McDonald as Taylor had it for a moment but stepped on the baseline. Good fight by Bussey down low. 1 point lead for McDonald, a minute 58 here into the second half. 36-35, the Max lead the Falcons. Carson Galvez in front of his own bench. Pumps, wheels back up to Cale Holm, standing on the collar of that Bulldog logo. Nathan Hazel. One bounce, finds Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Back to Nathan, left side. Hazel into the lane, finds a cutting Cale Holm. Holm, a tough reverse, wouldn't go. Mason Bussey fighting hard for it. No, long rebound. Who's going to get to it? Carson Galvez will. Galvez down the middle of the lane, shoots to Cale Holm. Corner, pocket, three, yes! Oh, just all-out effort from the Max there and leads to Cale Holm's third triple. Now a steal the other way. Carson Galvez off the feed from Brennan Lizelle. Christensen finishes it. It's 41-35, a timeout on the floor. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. A flurry from the Max. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Welcome back. Max Basketball, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. If you're thinking about options for high school, join McDonald Catholic High School's Parent Information Night and Open House. It's Wednesday, February 4th, 6 p.m. Learn about academics, faith, student support, and school culture Wednesday, February 4th, 6 p.m. in the McDonald High School Auditorium here at McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. 41-35, McDonald up 6, their largest lead of the night. Out of the timeout. Taylor on the left wing, up to Kopass. He hasn't scored yet in the second half after 23 in the first. Sully Reich, they left him open for three. He buries it to pull Flambeau closer. Reich now at 10 points. That's his second make from downtown as well. Trap at midcourt. Carson Galvez flips to Nathan Hazel. High post entry. Kick out Cale Holm. Drops down to Mason Bussey, the right block. Turning to Carson Galvez. Left of the circle for another three.
That one rims in.
Galvez makes it 44-38, McDonald. Whistle on the far side, a foul on Carson Galvez. That's just the team's first.
His third.
As I mentioned, yeah, the third on Carson Galvez, who's hit four threes, and he's going to have to take his seat. McDonald's second leading scorer, but tonight have him unofficially at 16 points. 10 already here in the second half. First 3.5 minutes of the second half. 44-38 the max. 14:28 to go. Pass down to Brown, who's playing with three fouls himself. Over the top of Mason Bussey, no, and Bussey and Brett Lizelle collaborate to grab that rebound. And Nathan Hazel. Hazel on the run. Down the lane, lost it on the way to the hoop. Ludasher push ahead to Reich. Reich down the lane, challenged, fouled by Brett Lizelle Christensen as Ludasher took a hard knee on the floor. So he got tripped up going down the court, and he's going to take a minute to compose himself. Sully Reich at the line with 14:10 remaining.
Really picked up his second.
Team second here in the second half. Reich, the first of two, and rims out on the first free throw. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken, 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000. Two in a row missed by Sully Reich. Brennan Lizelle challenged. Lizelle Christensen, I should say, challenged by Ludasher, and Ludasher knocks it off him out of bounds. So Fall Creek will get a second chance at this possession.
That's number five.
WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Did I just, oh my goodness.
Yes, you did.
Flambeau. Going to write it down somewhere. Desi Matthews, the senior, to Cale Holm on the run, in the corner for three. No. Rebound, Brennan Lizelle Christensen goes up strong with the right hand. No. Rebound batted through several pairs of arms off Taylor out of bounds. .13:54 remaining on the game clock. McDonald on the scoreboard leading by two full possessions, 44-38. And the Maxwell inbound. Home to Desi and Matthews. Back to Holm in the right corner. Drops down to Mason Bussey. Went low for it. Lost it. Got it back. Flips into the right corner. Cale Holm. Skip over to Desi and Matthews. Good look at the three left side. That one rims out and hits the support up top. So out of bounds. To Fall Creek. To Flambeau. I don't know. If I catch it, I'm not sure if it still counts, but either way, I cannot figure out the mental block here tonight. I just can't.
I'm a little baffled myself.
It's in my head now. Sully Reich for three. No. Long rebound out to Desian Matthews. He's tripped up, loses it, pushes it ahead to Cale Holm, but lost it. Out of bounds. Flambeau with the basketball. Coach Jeff Pogornik able to catch Cale Holm as he goes flying to the sideline trying to save that one.
Yeah, Desian had a good rebound there and just lost his footing and tried to push it up.
Taylor to inbound. Heaves it into the backcourt. Sully Reich pulls it in. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Bussey breaks up a pass. Desi Matthews with the steal to Nathan Hazel. Hazel down the lane, held up. That foul's going to go against Sully Reich, the second on Flambeau. I think they'll call it on the ground. Actually, Nathan Hazel's going right to the line.
No, he's calling it on the ground.
Yeah, now they'll switch. Good move, though, by Nathan to go right to the line. Say, of course, it was a shooting foul.
Yeah.
Brandon Lizelle Christensen to inbound. Finds Cale Holm, front of the McDonald bench, far side. Hassled by Kopass. Quiet here offensively so far in the second half. 5 minutes gone by. Entry pass, Brandon Zell Christensen. Knock right back to him, and he says, thank you very much. Hits a jumper from 10 feet, 46-38, McDonald. Brennan, his first basket of the second half. He has seven. Kopass guarded by Nathan Hazel. About 12:50 left in this one. Flambeau trailing McDonald, 46-38. Brown flips back to Kopass. Kopass jabbing, has a screen from Brown if he wants it. Now Cale Holm on Kopass. Right side, Sully Reich. He's doubled. Guarded by Nathan Hazel. Sully Reich tripped up, knocked away by Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Nathan Hazel has it far side. Hazel finds Cale Holm. Right corner pocket. Three! Got another one! The dime dropped by Nathan Hazel off the steal. And McDonald leads it 49-38.
Somebody just picked up a foul. Brennan.
Brennan Lizelle Christensen.
Yep.
That's the team's third. Brennan's third. Cale Holm and Carson Galvez have four threes apiece tonight, and that certainly helped McDonald get back on track here against the Falcons. Luke Anderson about to come back in for the Max. Taylor finds Lou Dasher. Lou Dasher challenged by two McDonald defenders, knocked out of bounds. Mason Bussey and Brennan Zell Christensen collaborate there. Brennan's going to have to take his seat here with the three fouls with 12:06 left. And Luke Anderson comes back in. They lose a little height, but none of the bounciness with Anderson. Right to Kopass. 6 minutes gone by here in the second half. 11-point lead for the Max. Taylor, good look at a three. Good challenge, though, by Desian Matthews. Long rebound. Nathan Hazel has it falling out of bounds, trying to get the timeout call, and I don't think they gave it to him.
No, it's pretty hard to do to get secure the ball and call a timeout. He had a lot of momentum going there.
So Sully Reich will inbound, throws in the backcourt, and chasing it down is Dominic Kopass. 49-38, McDonald up 11 over Flambeau. Kopass to Taylor, left side. Taylor skips to Reich. Reich touch pass to Kopass, puts it on the floor, pulls up just inside the right elbow, bricks it off the back iron, no. Rebound to Desian Matthews. Matthews finds Cale Holm in that right corner where he just hit a three. Long cross-court skip, Nathan Hazel. Stepping back, now attacking along the baseline. Back to Cale Holm, extra pass, Desian Matthews. Matthews, a runner from 10 feet, tried to fight it up and in, no. Mason Bussey powers down the rebound. He goes up strong and scores! A little flip from 5 feet. Mason Bussey would not be denied. It's 51-38, McDonald over Flambeau.
Another great fight for the rebound from the big guy.
Tyler Brown, hassled by Bussey. Back out to Taylor. Taylor to Brown. Brown crashing to the hoop. No, he's fouled. Desian Matthews may have been the closest one in the area to commit that foul with 10:58 left. McDonald's fourth.
Yep.
13-point lead for the Max. And that one is going to go against Desian Matthews, his second, the 6'3" senior, and Tyler Brown. Isaac Brown, excuse me. His first free throw is off the front rim. Andrew Hazel, who's played a nice first half, comes into the second half. Tells older brother Nathan, hey, you get down there on the block.
Yeah, he's a good-sized freshman.
listed at 6'1". Brown, the lefty, his free throw off the mark. But Ludash, an offensive rebound. I think he stepped on the baseline. Nope. No, they're going to get a foul on Nathan Hazel. That would be his fourth.
No, his third.
Team's fifth, but the third on Hazel. Ludasher hasn't scored tonight. Chance Ludasher, the senior. His hustle has certainly helped out the Falcons. Third on Hazel, team's fifth. Taylor out to Reich. The sophomore penetrates in the lane. No-look pass looking for Ludasher. Lost it out of bounds. Last touched by McDonald with a deflection in the passing lane. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Andrew Hazel takes it away from Ludasher for a moment. Ludasher gets it back, finds Brown. Brown, his jumper is an air ball from just outside the lane. Stepping on the baseline is Kopaz. McDonald basketball. Carson Galvez comes in for Desian Matthews. With 10:41 to play, we'll see if Carson stays hot as he scored 10 very quick points to start the second half and give the Max this 13-point lead over the Falcons of Flambeau.
Isaac Crawford back in, too.
Number one, the junior for Flambeau, Brandon Jerfus, a 6'2" senior. Number 30. Into the game for Coach Begornik. Anderson to Andrew Hazel. Hazel to Carson Galvez. Isaac Crawford, long skip pass to Hazel, the freshman. Galvez finds Crawford. Crawford just outside the lane. Cale Holm gets his defender up in the air. Skips it over to Andrew Hazel. Hazel a ball fake, driving baseline, right block extended. Out to Carson Galvez. Cale Holm's waiting patiently in that corner to see if he gets an opportunity here. Pass along the baseline, knocked out of bounds by Taylor. Andrew Hazel was looking for Isaac Crawford. 10:07 to play.
I'm just watching Andrews over there looking at Coach Schilling, and Coach Schilling's kind of giving him the eye, and then he just kind of smiled at him. Well, who are you throwing it to?
Carson Galvez waiting and shoots it into the corner. Cale Holm catches it on a tip. Ties it Crawford. Crawford blazes by his defender. High off the glass. No. Anderson went up high for the rebound, had it for a moment, but Ludasher takes it away. Finds Sully Reich. Reich lost it out of bounds, trying to save it back inbounds, and he does successfully to Ludasher. Ludasher to Kopaz. Close out by Hazel. Kopaz driving down the left side of the lane. He's held up by Hazel for the sixth foul of the second half on McDonald.
Andrew's picking up his second.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Inbounds into the heart of the lane. Ludasher and stepped on the baseline.
Dribbled it on the ball, out of bounds.
9:47 left. 51-38. Max have been stuck on this 51 for just a bit here.
Yes.
Across the logo, Carson Galvez. Isaac Crawford. Shoots it back to Carson. Rotates Andrew Hazel right side. Back to Galvez, the senior. High post feed Anderson. Luke Anderson, the junior. Carson Galvez trying to stay hot from three. You bet! Carson Galvez, his fifth triple of the night, and it's 54-38, McDonald leading Flambeau.
Timeout
on the floor. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. If you're out and about, Want to find it on the radio? 103.1 FM, AM 680, live audio streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Otherwise, watch it on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. McDonald and Flambeau and Kopacz finally gets his first basket of the second half. And it's a three from the right corner. Give him 26, 54-41. They set that one up well for the talented senior, his third triple. Bullet pass from Crawford to Andrew Hazel out to Cale Holm. 13-point lead for the Max over Flambeau. Under 9 minutes to go, so halfway through the second half. Andrew Hazel, the freshman, slides a bounce back to Cale Holm, the senior. Also Isaac Crawford, Carson Galvez, and Luke Anderson, the five on the floor for Coach Adam Schilling. Luke Anderson, right wing, floats it down to Carson Galvez, guarded closely by Lou Dasher. Carson, tough shot, but called for a walk first.
I don't know.
Sometimes I guess they, I didn't see
I
that
didn't either,
the same way, but
sometimes they drag that last foot. Yeah. If they're dragging it on the floor, then it's obviously a travel. But
man, and Dan Peckle, the referee, I mean, he was right there. So Lou Dasher in the lane, poked away by Hazel. Cale Holm may have gotten a piece of that, too. It's gobbled up by Anderson. Cale Holm now trailing for three. Rims in and out. Going high for the rebound is Luke Anderson. And Anderson is fouled down low. I think they'll get Durfus for that. to 41. McDonald up nine over the visiting Flambeau Falcons. Western Cloverbelt Conference against East Lakeland Conference. Carson finds Cale Holm in the left corner. Holm against Kopacz. Back out to Isaac Crawford. Crawford hangs in the air. It won't fall down, but he is fouled as he goes heavily to the ground. Popping back up to his feet, Isaac Crawford, who had that nice first half with 5 points, will go to the line with 8:07 to play, shooting a pair. That foul went against Sully Reich.
Yep.
Team's fourth, just his second. Crawford, the first free throw. Good rotation, but rims out. Taylor out, Durfus out. Ethan Johnson, the senior, back in, along with Riley Hughes, fellow senior, for Coach Pogornik and Flambeau. They've won four in a row. McDonald's lost four in the other direction. Both teams...
There we go.
With a streak on the line here. 55-41 as Crawford hits the second free throw. Give the Max back a 14-point lead over Flambeau here on their home floor. Hazel poked it into a passing lane. Now Isaac Crawford ahead of the pack. Layup is good. 57-41. Hazel poked it away. Cale Holm got it ahead to Crawford. Crawford makes it a 16-point lead for McDonald. 30-second timeout. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Max basketball hosting Flambeau here in Chippewa Falls. 7:53 remaining on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High McDonald Athletics. A lot of time left. Flambeau trying to come back from this 16-point deficit. They led by one at the break. Max have been a little bit stronger here in the second half. Kopacz, who has a game-high 26, looking for more and bounces one in and out from just inside the foul line. Cale Holm with the rebound to Carson Galvez. Galvez has been the hottest player on the floor in the second half. Cale Holm looking to challenge that with another deep three. No. Isaac Crawford saves it back inbounds into the backcourt. Cale Holm saves it back across the court, but right to Lou Dasher. Carson Galvez takes it away from Lou Dasher and will have a whistle and a foul. 7:16 left. And so Lou Dasher is going to pick up the infraction. That'll be the team's fifth. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. It's the first on Chance Lou Dasher. McDonald with the basketball, moving right to left as Mason Bussey and Brennan Lizelle Christensen back out there along with Nathan Hazel, Cale Holm, and Carson Galvez. Also on the floor for Coach Adam Schilling. Brennan Lizelle Christensen along the baseline, lost it out of bounds.
Lost the handle.
Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Flambeau up top, leaves left side. Sully Reich, a deep three. That one pops in and out. Ball batted around underneath the net. And back out to Flambeau's Ethan Johnson. He'll find their leading scorer, Kopaz, who's hip checked on the far side as he went by Carson Galvez.
Picks up his fourth.
And that's the seventh on McDonald. Carson Galvez has had a phenomenal second half. A 6:41 to play. He has four fouls, and Kopaz was not missed for Flambeau from the foul line. Really, he's hardly missed in general.
Yeah. Had a quiet second half, though. That's what we needed.
Just 3 points so far here in the second half. And broadcaster jinx in full effect as he misses his first free throw of the night. It was a one and one, so back to McDonald as Nathan Hazel leaves for Carson Galvez. High post entry down to Mason Bussey. Got his defender on his back and scores.
Nice look there by Cale.
59-41. Mason Bussey has 8 points. And a lot of players in the scoring column for McDonald. Shovel pass along the baseline, turnover by Ludasher as he was looking for Riley Hughes, who was not looking for the basketball.
6:13 on the clock. McDonald can kind of take their time here now, burn up a little time on the clock.
Cale Holm knocked into the arms of Ludasher. Ludasher looking for the jam, and he missed the two-hander. Sully Reich with a foul. With the follow, excuse me, and he misses. Loose ball out to McDonald. Brennan Lizelle Christensen getting up a little slowly. Now he's jogging back into the forecourt. Ludasher can get up, but a two-handed jam attempt, no
there
good. Brennan Lizelle Christensen makes it a 61-41 lead for McDonald as he takes it in hard from the left block. Brennan approaching double digits. Flambeau with the basketball down 20. 5.5 minutes to go. Kopaz knocks over his defender, pulls up along the baseline short, snapping down the rebound is Carson Galvez. Push ahead to Cale Holm. Holm right side, ball fake, trying to go past his defender. Galvez back to Cale Holm. Holm for Mason Bussey, who's calling for the ball, and he's owning his defender right now. 63-41. Bussey has 10 points.
Yeah, puts him in double figures.
The right block. Mason Bussey wanted it. They gave it to him, and the big fella finished. Under 5 minutes to go. Kopaz, Flambeau down 22, working off his screen from Brown. Shoots it over far side, getting a hand in the passing lane for the deflection was Carson Galvez. Reich, a tough shot. Caroms wildly off the glass. Brennan Lizelle Christensen with the rebound. The junior shoots down to Nathan Hazel in the left corner. Hazel tripped up on the way to the hoop. And that'll be the sixth team foul against Flambeau with 4:40 remaining. A tough road recently for McDonald, but on track here.
Yes, they turned it around the second half here. Down by one at halftime and now up by 22.
4:40 left. Cale Holm will inbound. That's Carson Galvez in the left corner. Holm coming off a screen, shoots it down to Brennan Lizelle Christensen, and Brennan up and in for two from one side of the lane to the other. Cale Holm distributing here in the second half, and now double-digit points for Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Kopaz, a really deep three, hits the back bracket. Offensive rebound, kick out for another three, and that one's good.
Tanner Nelson.
For Flambeau, Tanner Nelson, his first basket. 65-44. Wholesale substitutions coming up for the Max. Mason Bussey looking for another one, and he's on fire in the post right now. A beautiful baby hook right over the top of Brown.
Left-handed.
Going opposite hand, Mason Bussey. 67-44. Forced pass into the lane, and Brennan Lizelle Christensen says thank you very much. Carson Galvez, right wing, 3:45 to play.
Ran into Mason there.
Mason Bussey calling for it again. Entry pass just a little bit too tall. Oliver Taylor across the timeline. Taylor shoots left side. Three on the way for Flambeau. Miss. Offensive rebound back to Brown. Brown challenge. Can't get it to roll in from the right block. Now Mason Bussey leading the break. Finds Hazel. Hazel traverses in the lane. Tough shot falling away. Mason Bussey grabs an offensive rebound. Oh, he missed one from point blank at the left block. Easy. Higher and higher degrees of difficulty in the second half offensively for Mason Bussey. And that one, like you said, maybe just a little bit too simple.
Yeah.
3 minutes left. 23-point lead for the Max over Flambeau. Tipped pass. Brennan Lazell Christensen takes off the tip from Galvez. Brennan dumps it off. Nathan Hazel up with the left hand and scores. 69-44 McDonald. Max are rolling now with 2:44 to play. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 60 seconds, back in 1 minute. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
The outside Dillenbeck, 4 seconds.
Got a shooter.
Somebody get a shot off. Connor Kalinske driving right baseline, puts it in. Yes, the Cards score before halftime.
Evelyn Pischer countering. Pischer comes in, moves it.
Oh.
Shoots.
Oh, backhand. We score.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
McDonald basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Sam Averly, our on-site camera operator and video producer. Audio producer tonight is Tony Stevenson, back at the WOGO Sports home base in Halley. Wholesale substitutions now for McDonald. Dawson Moulton out there, Aiden Bovey, Desian Matthews. Three off the front rim, no. Rebound to Dawson Moulton. Moulton across the timeline with a head of steam. Jumper from the left baseline is good. 71-44.
Oliver Neese.
Oliver Neese, the 5'10" sophomore guard. Also out there is Griffin Berget, 6-foot sophomore. Donald JV, a convincing victory earlier on here tonight. Over to Flambeau JV. Entry pass to Christian Pollock. Kick into the right corner. Riley Hughes. Hughes lost it along the baseline, out of bounds to McDonald. Exactly 2 minutes left. 71-44. The Max were trailing the Falcons by a point. And the midway point of this game, and have exploded here in the second half. He's to Desian Matthews. Matthews finds Dawson Moulton. Moulton attacking down the lane, flips one up with the right hand. No, rebound loose and to Flambeau. Tough runner down the lane from the right block. Sully Reich. Nice on the right side, under 90 seconds to go. Finds Desian Matthews. To Aiden Bovey. Kick out Dawson Moulton. Moulton at the left elbow. Berget flips over to Desian Matthews. Good catch in front of his bench on the far side. Desian against Sully Reich. Working a left-handed dribble back out near midcourt. Crosses over on him, finds Berget up top. Desian Matthews jabbing. Aiden Bovey. Bovey drops down to Berget. Berget attacking into the paint. Doubled, goes up strong, off the glass, and scores. Griffin Berget makes it 73-46. That was a tough bucket for the sophomore. 48 seconds to play. Flambeau in the lane. Aiden Bovey pokes it away. Nice finds a cutting Desian Matthews down the lane and scores. 75-46.
Puts Desian in the scoreboard.
30.9 seconds of stoppage of play. And I think, I don't know if a water bottle spilled or something, but
I think he just wanted to maybe get a sub in, to be honest with you.
That works. Inbounds into the backcourt. Ethan Johnson across the logo, skips it over to the left side. 75-46. McDonald up 29 points. They have flexed a bit here in the second half. Jumper from the left. Baseline is good. Actually, the left wing, 75-48. Credit that one to Riley Hughes. It's his first basket. 8 seconds left as Desian Matthews, the senior, will take it into the forecourt and dribble this one out. Feels good to get a win and start a week with a W. McDonald moves to 8-7 on the season. Still 2-4 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Flambeau now 10-4 as their winning streak at 4 is stopped right there. They are still 7-0 in the Lakeland East Conference. Your final score, McDonald 75, Flambeau 48. This has been McDonald Max Boys Basketball here on WOGO Sports. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot coming up in our Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll have the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap. We'll look ahead at our WOGO Sports calendar. Of course, the 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. It's all ahead in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. McDonald defeats Flambeau 75-48. Back after this on WOGO.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royalsupport. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Pool Falls.
24-7 West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
The outside, Dillenbeck, 4 seconds.
Got a shooter.
Somebody get a shot off. Counter Kalinske driving right baseline, puts it in. Yes, the Cards score before halftime.
Evelyn Pischer countering. Pischer comes in, moves it.
Oh. Shoots. Oh, backhand. We score.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Welcome in to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. We'll be joined soon by head coach Adam Schilling of the Max as they get off the schneid, as they say, getting back into their winning ways, 75-48. The win over the Flambeau Falcons, who are now 10-4 on the season. And overall, again, before we get to that Holly Bovee names, you know, stats recap and some of the highlights of this one, Mark, it was a kind of a tale of two halves, and not that McDonald played poorly in the first half, but again, just amping things up a little bit more defensively in the second half. Getting to the basket, not quite as much in terms of foul trouble and turnover, some of the maybe miscues that plagued them a little bit in the first half as the Falcons kept things close.
Yeah, I agree. I think they just flipped a switch there in the second half. You know, their offense was hitting way better than the first half. Their turnovers were kind of cut down. The defense was stepped up. You know, it was just exactly what anybody would say at halftime going in there, and Coach Schilling probably said that exactly. You know, we got to shut Kopaz down, and they did that. I don't know what he had in the second half. Maybe 4 points in the second half compared to 23.
I think he might have only had three in the first half. I'm going to do the math quick here, but.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, he had 26 in total, so, yeah, he had 23 going in there. So
that's
they shut him down.
Quite the change, yeah.
And then did a nice job moving the ball around, and plenty of McDonald kids were in the scorebook. So
yeah, had 10,
nice.
We'll get to that in just a moment, but first, head coach Adam Schilling joins us here on our Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Coach, a 75-48 win here. It was a one-point game at halftime, and you guys were trailing. What switched from the first half to the second half?
Well, I thought our defense was better in the second half. 12 had, I think, 23 at halftime.
He did.
And ended up with 26, just three in the second half.
Yeah, so we, you know, I don't think we didn't start the way we finished, so we got to try to start games a little better. But second half, I thought we passed the ball really well. I'm pretty sure our turnovers had to be down in the second half from the first half also. So just kind of find the hot guy. Mason had it going inside. We got him the ball inside. Cale had it going. We found him, so. Just overall, I thought we just played cleaner basketball.
Coach, 10 different players scoring, and again, you had a lot of different lineup combinations out there as well, too, some with foul trouble, maybe some with matchups, and just seeing what you could get out there. I mean, Andrew Hazel, first time we've seen the freshman here on one of our Wogo Sports broadcasts playing at the varsity level. He gave you some nice minutes as well, too, and so again, there's a lot of depth to the team this year, and we saw it tonight.
Yeah, I think you know, we're kind of going by the guys who have been playing well in practice here and there and giving them opportunities. So Andrew's really been playing well in practice, and I like his activity on defense. But overall, yeah, we got some guys that can play. It's just trying to make the easy plays consistently is kind of what we got to get better at.
Coach, what do you look for in practice that you want to see translate to the games? I mean, does it come down to just effort?
Well, on the defensive end, I think a lot of that is effort. Just knowing our assignments, knowing where we should be. Practices, we're trying to keep them competitive, but we haven't had a lot of practice time either lately with all the games we've been playing here from weather. So in practice, we try to make sure everybody knows what we're doing, and hopefully we can carry it over to games.
We talked about this before the game, and again, despite the elite competition that you've been playing, it's tough to see the losses start to pile up a little bit. So to be able to snap that short losing streak that you had here, to get one right away at the beginning of this week where you're playing three games this week, and again, continuing a very busy stretch of basketball, that has to feel good for you and the team just to say, all right, we saw a W again in that column, and now we've got a chance to just build off this performance tonight, especially in that second half.
Yeah, I think, you know, we got to stay positive. You know, conference is probably, you know, we're out of that. But still got, hopefully, a postseason run we can try to get ready for. So just, you know, continuing to get better, trying to limit our mistakes that we make. You know, if we can do those things, then I think we'll be all right.
Coach, we appreciate your time as always, and we'll see you guys again soon.
Great. Thank you guys for coming. Appreciate it.
Head coach Adam Schilling here on our Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass Amir in Chippewa Falls. We'll take another break, but before we do that and get to those 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom fiber fast plays of the game, we'll listen to those second half stats as well. That's the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. That's 577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. And again, as we've been remarking, as we look at the scoring stats for Flambeau tonight, Mark, just two in double digits. Dominic Kopasz was phenomenal in the first half at 23, but held to just 3 points in the second half. Only five players scored overall for Flambeau, and two of them in double figures. So Dominic Kopasz had 26, but he really kind of carried the team, and so when he was quieted in the second half, there wasn't a lot of scoring for Flambeau.
Yeah, and I don't know what the switch was there. I mean, he didn't seem to be as active in the second half. I don't know if he was winded, if he was just tired or what, but he just kind of slowed down, and maybe knowing that McDonald was not going to give him anything easy anyway, so... again, great defense there for McDonald.
Again, it was a 32-31 lead for Flambeau at the break. 44-16, McDonald outscores the Falcons in the second half. Again, quite the tale of two halves there. So 26 points for Kopasz, 12 for Sully Reich, the young sophomore, talented player, 3 for Tanner Nelson, 2 for Isaac Brown, and 2 for Riley Hughes to round out the scoring for Flambeau. On the other side for McDonald, 10 players scored, and as always, I'll have you double-check me, but 4 players in double figures is what I had, led by 19 from Carson Galvez, who had 13 in the second half. He had 5 triples. 4 made threes for Cale Holm, accounting for all 12 of his points. Mason Bussey, very strong second half at 8 of his 12 points. 11 for Brennan Lizelle Christensen, so that's 4 players in double figures. Then Nathan Hazel had 4, Isaac Crawford superseding him. Crawford had 5 in the first half, finished with 8. So 8 for Crawford, 4 for Nathan Hazel, 3 for his little brother, Andrew Hazel, who played some nice minutes tonight. 2 apiece for Desi and Matthews, Oliver Neese, and Griffin Bergette to round out the scoring as 10 players hit the scoring column for McDonald.
Yeah, that's a good thing to, you know, to have coming off your bench. Again, there's some great play there, and it's always fun watching Mason down there. He's just such a big kid on there, but he's fleet of feet, does well down there posting up, and doesn't take anything for people trying to move him out of there. It's going to be somebody that's got some meat on their bones and some muscle on their bones to move him out of the way, because he's just a big kid, played well. And again, I think, you know, the passing that Coach Schilling alluded to, they just did a nice job in the second half moving the ball around and getting the open shots.
We'll take one final two-minute break and then be back with our 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Not only do they provide high-speed fiber internet throughout Western Wisconsin, 24-7 and WWT offers security systems for homes and businesses, personal medical alert devices, computer repairs, and so much more, all with the support of local experts. Visit WWT.net or call 231-2000 today. Those Fiber Fast Plays of the Game coming up in 2 minutes here on Wogo Sports as McDonald wins at 75-48 over Flambeau.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Telecom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for easily automating lights, locks, and thermostats while on vacation. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind. You can see WWT.net.
If you've been thinking about a new truck,
Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Before we bid you adieu from McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls, it's time for the Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 at West Wisconsin Telecom. The second half sounded like this on WoGo Sports. To Hazel to Kale, home in the left corner. Home opposite side. Carson Galvez toes up a three and splashes it home. Galvez, his third hit from beyond the arc, 36-32 McDonald. Long rebound. Who's going to get to it? Carson Galvez will. Galvez down the middle of the lane. Shoots to Kale home. Corner, pocket, three. Yes! Nathan Hazel has it far side. Hazel finds Kale home. Right corner, pocket, three. Got another one. The dime dropped by Nathan Hazel off the steal. And McDonald leads it 49-38. Matthews. Matthews, a runner from 10 feet, trying to fight it up and in. No. Mason Bussey powers down the rebound. He goes up strong and scores. A little flip from 5 feet. Mason Bussey would not be denied. It's 51-38 McDonald over Flambeau. Galvez, the senior. High post feed to Anderson. Luke Anderson, the junior. Carson Galvez trying to stay hot from three. You bet! Carson Galvez, his fifth triple of the night, and it's 54-38 McDonald leading Flambeau. Leaves for Carson Galvez. High post entry down to Mason Bussey. Got his defender on his back and scores.
Nice look there by Kale.
59-41. 65-44. Wholesale substitutions coming up for the Max. Mason Bussey looking for another one, and he's on fire in the post right now. A beautiful baby hook right over the top of Brown.
Left-handed.
Having Aiden Bovey. Bovey drops down to Bergette. Bergette attacking into the paint. Doubled, goes up strong off the glass and scores. Griffin Bergette makes it 73-46. That was a tough bucket for the sophomore. And that's how it sounded. Your 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by your complete technology partner, 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom. Visit WWT.net or call 231-2000 today. As we tie it up here from Chippewa Falls, McDonald Central High School. You know what? Good to, again, start off a week with a win, and this is one that McDonald needed. Yeah, it's not a conference victory, but at some point you just need a win, and this was a 10-win team coming in from the East Lakeland, and it's a good one for the boys to get.
Yes, well, I agree. It's good to get back in the W column, and they just played. And Flambeau is a good team. I mean,
yeah,
you know, they hustled. I mean, 32-31 at half, and then McDonald having that composure and being able to make that transition in the second half, that's just something that's going to carry on now, you know, as this season starts winding down. And like Coach said, they're starting to look for playoffs, and, you know, they got to keep getting better and better and better if they want to make any noise in the playoffs.
They saw a very talented scoring Dominic Kopass tonight. They'll see another one the next time we have McDonald on the air here on WoGo Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream 1 week from tonight. That'll be on the road at Altoona. Of course, Grayson Becker, one of the premier players here in our region. McDonald was able to get a win over Altoona last year at the Target Center, and looking forward to that one again live from Altoona. Next time we'll see the Max boys. Next time we'll see the Max girls will be on Friday evening on the road at Kadot as they try to continue their strong conference play. So Friday night in between tomorrow night, big one for CFM Sabres hockey. They've been playing very well. They'll take on the Eau Claire area Stars, who made state last year. So the ECA Stars and CFM 640 tomorrow with Greg Stewart and Connie Feedy on the call. And then on Thursday evening, Mark Halverson on the call for Chi-Hi boys basketball as they take on the Wildcats of River Falls. Schedule always found at WOGO.com. Appreciate Tony Stevenson, our audio producer here tonight. Sam Aberle, our video producer. Mark Maloney, it's been a fun one, and looking forward to Friday night as well, too, for Lady Max basketball.
Yep, it'll be good to get keep them girls going on, keep them on track. They got some good games coming up.
Indeed, indeed, as the conference race really heats up and the Lady Max right in the thick of it. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Your final score, the McDonald Max 75, the Flambeau Falcons 46. This has been Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Weirs Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Mauer Sperry Insurance, 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telcom, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.